highlighting the 40th anniversary of the meeting between Pope John Paul the Great and President Ronald Reagan on June 7, 1982. President Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II were two of the most consequential figures of the 20th century. With the extraordinary power of their will and their words, the American president and the Polish Pope together liberated Europe and forever changed the world. We will examine what prepared these men for the roles that they later played, their moral clarity, creative backgrounds, communication skills, and the early struggles against communism, and the remarkable events of their presidency and papacy, their lasting legacy. Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II were men of the same moment. They were both horrified by nuclear war. They both hated communism and the Soviet Union. They both had been shot but survived, and they both forgave their assailants. They had also been superior high school athletes and, curiously, were both actors before becoming the most important players on a world stage. John Paul II was almost an afterthought after his predecessor, John Paul I, died unexpectedly after less than a month in office. Reagan, of course, had been a long shot all his life. Both the president and the new pope grew up poor, with no connections, but ended up being the two greatest men of the 20th century. They both had winning smiles and indomitable personalities. At his first remarks from the balcony of St. Peter's, the pope made clear what he thought of the Soviets. Reagan, of course, had been railing against communism for years. It is worth remembering the first time a pontiff and a president worked together. Pope John Paul II and President Reagan defeated the greatest enemy to human freedom and dignity which ever existed. John Paul II, who had lost his mother early in life and his father and brother to the ravages of a war-torn Poland, was an unexpected successor to Peter. Like Ronald Reagan, John Paul II had an optimism and a deep-seated hope that the world could be a better place and that leadership quality was undeniable. And, most importantly, they both believed they were called by God to do great things for world freedom. Indeed, John Paul II said in 1982 that America was called, above all, to fulfill its mission in the service, those indispensable conditions of justice and freedom, of truth and love, that are the foundations of lasting peace. Thomas Carlyle said history is but the biographies of great men, and he may have had the likes of Ronald Reagan and John Paul II in mind when he uttered that phrase a century before. John Paul II was canonized in 2014, but curiously, while he had two miracles cited, neither was his greatest, the defeat of an evil empire, and the restoration of freedom to millions imprisoned behind the Iron Curtain, including his own native and beloved Poland. They met many times, and Reagan wrote often in his diaries of meeting with the Pope to discuss world affairs. The Pope, in the meantime, wrote in his first encyclical that religious freedom was the most important human right, a direct shot across the bow of the Soviets. He also immediately began to demote or ease out church officials who wanted to accommodate the Soviets. The first president to meet with a pope was Woodrow Wilson, who had an audience with Pope Benedict XV, but it wasn't until the Grand Alliance between John Paul II and President Ronald Reagan and British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher that a global strategy to defeat Soviet communism was enacted, which so altered and changed the world.